This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Listeners in the Fox Valley can now hear Civic Media programming with a crystal clear signal on 96.5 FM in Appleton. That frequency will simulcast Civic Media radio station 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. With the additional signal, listeners can hear Civic Media's groundbreaking programming like Mino and the Mayor and New Wisco Weekend throughout the Fox cities. Civic Media's Vice President of Broadcast Operations, Corey Hartman.
Yeah, we're excited to bring another choice for news, real news, and great conversation with our talk programming to the Fox Valley and the chance to serve Appleton as a true community partner.
In Northeast Wisconsin, Civic Media will now broadcast on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS in the Fox Valley and 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay. A $7 million federal grant is coming to Wisconsin to help drug users. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The state DOJ is on the receiving end of the money that will be used to enhance the accessibility of substance abuse treatment options. What's called the Wisconsin Deflection Program focuses on providing early intervention and support for people struggling with addiction. It's a collaborative effort between healthcare providers, law enforcement, and emergency services.
Former Ripon Fire Chief Timothy Saul was ordered to pay $3,000 in fines after pleading guilty to three misdemeanor counts of fraudulently using a financial transaction card. The 57-year-old Saul used the Ripon Fire District's credit card for personal use between 2016 and 2022. No restitution was ordered because no city funds were used to pay off the card. Brown County is looking for a resident of District 20. Or the northern and eastern portions of Ashwaubenon to fill the remainder of the term of Christopher Zerbel, who is resigning from the Brown County Board of Supervisors. People interested in filling the remainder of the term, which ends in 2026, should send a letter of application and a resume to Brown County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Buckley. The deadline to apply is January 10th. This holiday season, give the gift of life by donating blood. American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill.
As we see people getting into the celebrations and the gatherings of the holidays, people tend to schedule less or cancel more for their blood donations. They're thinking more about other things. And so it's really important that we continue to donate during a time when we tend to let it back off a little.
The 19th annual Green Bay Winter Blood Drive is today and Thursday. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your donation. Wisconsin has lots of history to learn about. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're looking for something unique to give, how about the history of Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie.
Maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. History buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state in addition to other benefits. They provide an option on their website to directly gift a membership.
You can buy an annual subscription on the Wisconsin Historical Society website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can also find the gift subscription option at wisconsinhistory.org. There's a lot of extra cooking during the holiday season. How can you avoid food waste? Civic Media's Derek Tritz reports.
With every holiday season comes more mouths to feed and most of the time a lot of extra food. Sadly, a large portion of that extra food ends up getting wasted, according to DNR Organic Waste Management Specialist Ruth O'Donnell.
Recently, the organization ReFed estimated that on Thanksgiving, over 300 million pounds of food was wasted in the United States, and that represented more than $500 million of groceries thrown away.
To cut down on food waste, the Wisconsin DNR recommends creating detailed shopping lists for holiday dinner ingredients and freezing leftovers. Freezing leftovers might also save you a few nights of cooking. More information about food waste prevention can be found at dnr.wi.gov. MassMutual.gov.
The last thing you want this holiday is a case of food poisoning. Melissa Kay has some advice on how to avoid that.
If you're cooking the Christmas meal for your family, be sure to thaw your turkey or other frozen meat properly to avoid giving the gift of foodborne illness this holiday season. Thawing a turkey on the counter is not safe because the outside layers of the bird can quickly enter the danger zone temperatures where bacteria like salmonella multiply rapidly. Refrigerator thawing is the safest. Allow 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. Cold water thawing is quicker. Change the water every 30 minutes to keep it cold, and allow 30 minutes per pound to thaw. The last recommended method is your microwave, if it's big enough.
Being Santa is more than delivering toys and eating milk and cookies. He said it's also helping children believe in themselves, as well as jolly old Saint Nick.
Santa wants you to listen to your mom and your dad, and to do chores if you're given them. Be good in school, have a... you know, good relationship with your friends, but most of all, love yourself and be kind to yourself, because kids today are pretty harsh on themselves sometimes.
Santa was a guest Monday on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Keeping track of where Santa is on Christmas Eve can be helpful to get the good little boys and girls to bed on time. Brittany Merlot has the story.
And it's that time of year. He's made his list and he's checked it twice. Santa is packing his bags and ready to fly in the sky, delivering gifts to all the good kids. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, tracks the big man himself as he flies across the globe, so you and your kids can follow jolly old St. Nick's progress on Christmas Eve at www.noradsanta.org.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Packers dominate the Saints.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time, I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team, in the sense of I get everybody energized, I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy they won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Francis Ford Coppola is a five-time Oscar-winning filmmaker. He's also a survivor of polio. The 85-year-old director shared his experience with the disease during an interview with Deadline, warning people about the skepticism for polio vaccines expressed by Trump's incoming Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert Kennedy. The Godfather creator says it was his father who saved his life when he contracted polio at a young age and actually lost the use of his legs for 10 days. Coppola's father refused to believe that his son should stay bedridden while dealing with the illness, which was the common belief of how to combat polio at the time. Instead, Carmine Coppola sought a second opinion and found a different approach that suggested mild exercise for those that contracted the disease. Francis Ford praised the vaccine, which came along a couple years later, and says he has never forgotten memories of children in iron lungs calling for their parents. Interesting. Side note, Coppola's father was a composer who created music for many of his son's award-winning films. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon, with a light northerly breeze becoming southwesterly late this afternoon. Tonight down to 16. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day. 32 on Thursday, cloudy afternoon showers with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.